Wow, no one saw this one coming. Bill and Melinda Gates are getting a divorce. The couple filed yesterday in Washington State and say their marriage is irretrievably broken. They got married back in 1994. They have three adult children. We all know that Bill and Melinda are billionaires, and the Gates Foundation has donated millions to philanthropic efforts. The Gates net worth is estimated at more than, get this number, $130 billion with a B, dollars.
Oh, yeah. I marry her or Bill, all right now.
Wow. Sooner they
break up, I marry her or Bill.
They're saying that everybody's trying to hit on Melinda right now.
Ain't nobody see this one, though.
No, we didn't see it coming. We absolutely did not.
How old are they?
He looked
old. Doesn't add up.
Yeah, look it up, because I promise you he look older than he is.
Because of the worrying matter. To maintain, yeah.
He could get a woman. None of that means anything.
Oh, definitely.
he ain't getting another wife.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Sure.
Wife.
Wives.
65, Steve.
Yeah, 65.
Hey, man.
What?
$1 billion
now,
each.
Now, I'm going to just say this. I ain't bragging or nothing, but you I'm
look
64.
Good. You pretty. You look good.
Yeah. I thought for sure Bill was... 76.
And she's only 56. He's 10 years.
What?
He's 66. Where's
she
and
at?
She's
56.
No, she is 5'6". 56. And he's 65.
Mm-hmm. Our grandma
was saying her height.
Ew.
No. Her age. She's 56.
Yeah, Tommy asked how old they were.
Yeah.
Does it matter, though, is the question.
At all.
It don't.
None of that means
she's
anything.
She's 65 huh? billion.
How many have?
I'll marry her or Bill right now. I swear, I'll be on Bill's case. You're going to quit running in this house late. I'm telling you, Bill, you got to come home. Got a decent time. Now, you're going to respect me. Now, that's what you're going to do.
But what if he says I'm not? What you going to do?
Okay, well.
You going to take it?
I'm going shopping. I'm not going to just sit here and argue with you.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, she ain't going to have no problem getting nobody.
Oh, no.
They're already hitting her up on her in her DMs. Already.
I wonder what happened to him, though, man.
I said cheating. I don't know. Irretrievably broken. That means they can't fix it.
Ooh, they say no prenup, Lord Jesus. Ain't no prenup.
You're buried here irretrievably. You have to hear that. Yeah.
Is he the one that created Microsoft?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the man.
Yes.
He couldn't have got rid of them pictures.
Just
paid somebody to get rid of him.
No, built something that got him caught.
No, I'm looking hell where you ain't on Mac. Seemed to me like
she's not asking for a spousal support.
Well,
she ain't got to. You ain't got to
give
me spousal support.
Billion, I'm out.
We 50-50, and then after that we good. This ain't spousal support. Mm-hmm. At this point in the marriage, after all them years, oh, it's even Steven, baby.
Yeah,
her name on everything, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Right.
Pretty sure mm-hmm. she ain't. This is not a slow woman.
No, she's fantastic.
Wow.
That's a lot of giving back.
Yeah, that was a shock to everyone. Wow. Yeah, and they, All right, Steve, time for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Oh, thank you very much. And I'll marry the family dog, actually. Okay, this is Ann Tripp with the news, and good morning, everyone. According to Newsweek, get this, everyone, an independent commission has issued a detailed report that says systematic racism is inherent in U.S. police violence against Black Americans, which the panel says constitutes crimes against humanity. And while this commission has no enforcement authority, it has made specific referrals to the United Nations Human Rights Council, the International Criminal Court, the U.S. Congress, and the White House. The referrals call for reparations, action to retool existing law enforcement policing, and for the passage of legislation aimed at holding cops accountable when Black people die as a result of their encounters with them. Meanwhile, the panel is calling on the global community to support the International Criminal Court's investigations into the systematic racist police violence against Black people in the United States and also around the world. Andrew Brown Jr. funeralized yesterday in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, with attorney Benjamin Crump and the Reverend Al Sharpton calling on authorities to release the full body cam video of his April 21st killing. Cops were attempting to arrest the 42-year-old father of seven on drug-related warrants, not gun or violence-related, and Andrew Brown was unarmed in the snippet of the video that the family saw, his hands, both of them on the steering wheel, as police approached. Yet an independent autopsy found out that he was shot five times with an execution-type kill shot to the back of the head. However, a local judge ruled against the public release of the video for 30 to 45 days, supposedly, so authorities can complete their investigation. Well, the Reverend Al Sharpton's calling that excuse a bunch of bunk.
I know a con game when I see it. Release the whole tape and let the folk see what happened to Andrew Brown. Don't talk to us like we stupid. If there's nothing on the tape, there won't be nothing on it in 45 days. And if there's something on it in 45 days, there's something on it today.
Meanwhile, the FBI has opened a federal civil rights investigation into Andrew Brown's killing. The beat goes on. In South Carolina, Lancaster County, a volunteer firefighter chief resigned over recent Facebook posts that urged the local police to, quote, stop responding to these black neighborhoods. It's better if they eventually kill each other. He wrote that. He's gone. Former deputy sheriff in Georgia fired last November after investigators found a bunch of racist texts him saying that he beat up a black man, calling it sweet stress release. And finally, Secrets out. Folks at Marvel Comics say the title of the new sequel to the record-breaking Black Panther film will be
Wakanda Forever!
That's right. Wakanda Forever, released July of next year. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.